My guest this morning is Dick Taylor, director of Cayuga Nature Center. That's near Ithaca, New York. Dick, welcome to the Nature of Things.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us what the Cayuga Nature Center actually is, would you, Dick?
Sure. The Cayuga Nature Center is a nature center providing environmental or outdoor education programs for people of all ages. Our clientele are 3-year-olds through senior citizens. But one of our areas of expertise is providing residential or overnight programs. We have a dormitory for up to 100 people.
Yeah, that's quite a building. I've seen it, of course. And well, we said you're near Ithaca. You want to be a little more specific about where you are exactly?
Sure. We're on the west side of Cayuga Lake on Route 89, north out of Ithaca. We're just 2 miles below Taganic Falls State Park, which many people know. And those who know the Ithaca area, we're about 5.25 miles north of the Octopus, just outside of town.
Yeah, okay, so they just head west and then north along 89 and they'll find it.
Yes, really can't miss us. If you're on 89, you won't go by it.
Yep, there's a nice sign there that people can see it from, too. Well, okay, you started to tell us a little bit about the kind of services that you provide. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. We serve currently about 18,000 participants a year, and they vary, as I said, from 3-year-olds in what we call a Pee-wee Naturalist, which is a parent and child program afternoons, mm-hmm. to residential programs, school groups and their teachers, elementary, middle school, and some high school groups will come and stay overnight, one night or 2 nights, and we provide programming for them. We also have one-day visits where schools will come to our center for a day at a time. We provide programming. We go out to the schools a day at a time. We also do some programming at Historic 8 Square School, which is a one-room schoolhouse just outside of Ithaca in the town of Dryden. And we do go to other sites, too. We've done programs at the state parks, town parks, any natural area that's accessible, and even some not so natural, in the city. We do programming in cities.
Yeah, well, that's quite an impressive array of things you do. I know you mentioned, too, that some groups use the center on weekends just for retreats.
Yes, one of our purposes having such a large facility and all is to provide an economical, comfortable retreat center for nonprofit groups in the area. And we have a tremendous variety. In fact, we have a number of weddings and receptions and workshops and clinics, all sorts of things happening on weekends, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Sounds like it might be interesting to a variety of people. I might want to look into that. Well, I know you've got some programs going on in the near future that you want to share some information about.
Yes, I certainly do. Coming up, John, on the 12th of March is our 5th annual Maple Syrup Festival. They've been getting bigger and better all the time. We attract 1,000 to 2,000 people for this festival, and it's from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, rain or shine or snow. Mm-hmm. Never can tell this time of year. And what we try to do, and what I think the festival, why it's so popular, is that we have very much participatory things for people to get involved with. Many comments we've heard in the past from individuals and parents and kids are that you can come and do something and learn by doing, which is really one of our goals. So we have a variety of things. Of course, you can participate in our pancake brunch and have a good meal, too. But we also have a kids' corner, sugaring demonstration. You can help tap a tree, learn how we evaporate the sap to make syrup, sugar on snow. We use ice rather than snow because we can't guarantee we'll have snow. We make sumac spiles, which are the taps which people can take home. If they have a maple tree at home, they can tap their own tree. We have people talking about the maple sugar products, a woodworker talking about maple woodworking. Mm-hmm. Saw sharpening, split rail fence making, wood cutting, Native American maple sugaring walk, the history of Native American sugaring, history of maple sugaring as a whole, just a variety, exhibitors too. And it's something you can come out for the day as an individual or family and really spend a good part of that day enjoying the environment and learning about syruping. And this year we also are adding a component to the festival that we haven't had too much before, and that's emphasizing the welcoming of spring, some spring activities. So we have some gardening information, what to look for, wildflowers, amphibians people may see in the next few months around their house.
Well, that's certainly a variety of things. There ought to be something there for almost anyone. So if you live in the area, if you've got the time available on the 12th, you really want to get out there, but it's between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Cayuga Nature Center. And since I'm sure there'll be people who are interested in knowing more about the center and what it can do maybe for them, let's tell them just exactly how to contact you.
Okay, it's easy to contact us by phone. We're in the phone book, but our number is area code 607-273-6260, or they could write us at 1420 Taganic Boulevard. But calling us is the easiest. We'd be happy to put people on our mailing list and send them a seasonal brochure.
Well, that's fine, Dick. I guess this morning has been Dick Taylor, the director of Cayuga Nature Center. I want to thank you, Dick, for sharing this information with us.
Thank you, John.
And this is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.